Wait, what?
I do feel bad.
You do feel bad? What?
Wait, I do feel bad.
You do feel bad?
Yeah.
What do you...
I feel
about
bad.
What? I didn't hear anything. That, I put the headphones on. You said like two sentences. I mean, could just like hear you. I saw you
general
talking.
General statement, okay. I feel bad.
Okay, great.
General statement, I feel bad for a lot of people. But more specifically, I feel bad for...
Just let's get this out there. All right, okay.
I feel bad for our coworkers that have to fly to Texas tomorrow.
Really? We got people flying to Texas tomorrow?
We do.
For what?
Come, you know, we got a partner over there.
Oh, yeah.
Who we visit every year. It's just this year it happens to be an election year. So either way, no matter what happens today, tomorrow is going to be unfortunate for them, I think.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Being from Boston and then going to Texas.
But is it like, do you think that the people who are going to like care the most are also the same people getting on a plane like tomorrow?
To go where?
But I'm saying I think the people who are on planes tomorrow are people who are just like, you know what? I got to live my life.
No, and
regardless
I agree.
Of what happens, you know?
I agree.
So like no one's going to like jump your kid. Oh, but you do have to be in Texas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. What I'm saying is the fact that they have to go then to the land of Texas. To the land of the free.
Land of the free.
Home of
the brave. Here's the thing, though. I think that this is like, it's actually, and I think you're right. It's just like if someone knows you're flying from Boston,
yes, exactly.
They're going to just start a conversation.
Yes.
And it's not that our friends or anybody... Most people in Texas are decent people. You know, it's not... No one's going to like start any fights. It's more just like...
And it wouldn't be anybody that we knew. Nobody would start fights
that's
that
true.
We knew.
That's
Maybe
true.
It would be like they go into the wrong bookstore.
Yeah.
And the guy up at the front is like, where are you from? You know? Wait, no, he wouldn't talk about
the
that.
The wrong bookstore? That's the wrong bookstore because that guy with an accent has like a New York accent working in Texas. That's the wrong bookstore.
That was my fault.
Because that's like, he's like part of the witness protection program.
Yeah,
like that's,
you're right.
They placed him down there. Also, bookstore?
Chose the wrong accent.
I don't know. We live in kind of bookstore heaven up here.
Yeah, not Texas.
The rest of the country.
See, here's the reason I said the wrong bookstore is because I had an experience in Missouri where this happened.
Okay.
Where nobody was really talking about politics until I went to bookstores.
Wow.
And then it was the people in the bookstores that were like, let's talk about this.
That's great.
Which I guess makes sense for like the people that go into bookstores these days.
People that generally
just care.
Were they older or younger?
Older.
See, that's, I think my retirement plan in general is like...
Hang out at bookstores and cause arguments?
Yes. Like, I think that, honestly, if you were like, hey, you could hang out at the pool every day for your retirement, or you could go to the bookstore and just like, just like, you know, kind of be like showing off what you're reading, but then also be like, hey, you kid, you don't even know what it was like in 2024, you know?
So true.
And then just go from there.
Because I love it. I love it when that happens. You
Everyone
know?
Does.
Yeah.
And I love it now.
Yeah.
And that I know that I'll love it in the future.
For sure. For sure.
You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio.
WMFO.
That's right.
Anton.
I specifically gave Anton your feedback to Nev, and it sounds like she's taking it to heart. And if you could see the look on her face when she said that, then you would know.
You should be thankful this is an audio medium.
You should know that it's genuine, everything that she said.
You should know when you come here to Boston, it's on site.
That's right.
It's on site.
That's right.
Anton.
It's on site.
I'm just kidding. That's a joke.
That's great. Okay, well, you know, I want a special welcome to all of our listeners from Boston and Texas. Stay with us. And, you know, it is an election day.
We'll keep it light.
Well, that's the thing. I like, don't even know if I'm going to just, like, escape it or I'm going to, like, get deep in there. That's the question. And I think I've already decided to escape it this morning.
Yeah.
Like,
it
my
can be
choices
hard here,
this
though.
Morning.
Like, it can be a hard thing to try to escape here because people don't think it's right for you to try to escape it sometimes.
Oh, geez. Now we're talking about a real topic here. Is that, like, taking sort of the stance of just like, you know what, I've made a decision and we're going to see what happens.
And even with the fact that I'm like, no, actively I went and voted. I participated in the election.
Yeah.
Is not good enough.
Yeah.
It's like, there needs to be more. You need to be up all night with anxiety.
Yeah.
Through this whole thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, It's out of my hands.
It's out of my... Yeah, it's. I remember the last one. That was the other thing, too, is I'm like, what was I doing in 2020? You know? It was a pandemic.
Yeah.
And I was in school.
Well, it was before. It was before the pandemic. Well, no.
It was November. So it was like happened in March, and now it's like the back end. So it was like deep pandemic at this point.
Oh, I guess I was thinking about 2016. Yes, I remember 2020. Yeah.
2016. I think I'd moved to Boston like literally the day before in 2016.
That was a hard day.
That was a hilarious, I think, transition for me.
Yeah, I bet.
Hilarious might not is the right word.
Yeah.
It was a jarring transition.
I bet.
I think because that's the other thing too is I moved from a place where it wasn't like front of mind all the time.
Yeah.
And then that was sort of my introduction to Boston was like, everyone's thinking about this.
It was like going to high school that day. It was like, it was almost like everybody knew that nobody was going to be doing work that day.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, we're going to sit here and we're going to talk. We're going to talk about this.
Yeah.
Which was a very strange experience to be like, we're all actually on the same page about this.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to respect that in a classroom setting. It was a very...
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Versus now where it's just like, everyone's just going to yell and be upset.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I remember in 2020, I was doing a group project and one of my group members was like, I'm not going to be able to do any work this week.
Mm.
And me being kind of upset about that.
Yeah.
And because we didn't know. That was the other thing. I remember in 2020, we didn't know until Saturday. Like, it happened on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And we didn't know till Saturday. And it was like, we'll hear this or whatever. Things are this way and whatever. And it was, I had to do a bunch of work on my own.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Allie.
Do you think that was legit? No, we're not going
to. I will litigate that all day long. Let's go to some music. Let's do that. You know my answer.
I'm waking up to the stuff you don't need and didn't before. It's okay, you've done it before. It's okay. And it's okay that no one cares about you, and no one cares about me. 'Cause what is care anyway? I don't know, who's to say? The more I think about it now, I'm just a book you throw away. 'Cause you don't know what I'm about, yeah, you don't know. And you don't care, and that's okay. Doesn't matter either way. I'm just a book you throw away. Here I go. Thank you.
Oh, those transitions are clean.
They are. Thank you. You'd think I'd be good at this now, you know?
Yeah.
You're listening to Fast and Loose, this radio program here. And, you know, welcome to all of our listeners.
Yes. We love you.
We love you, and, you know...
We cherish you.
Today's the day. We cherish. What is that? What? To cherish somebody? What are you doing there?
Man, you're just like... They're just your beloved, you know what I mean?
That's right. You just use other definitions of things. That's good. That's fine. We're talking about the
like
great...
That. Sorry.
We're talking about things we cherish, and it's Lindell's, the bakery that's around the corner from the place we work.
On Broadway.
Yep. They don't miss.
They don't miss. They don't miss. And they are now making their sandwiches on Mondays. So that's big news. If anybody loves their sandwiches, which I know you're out there because when we show up, they're always almost gone.
It is. It's like a competition between you and a bunch of people you don't know.
Yes.
Because they make like 6 sandwiches every morning.
And it's probably the same people that come 100%. And get the sandwiches every day.
Because it's us.
Yes.
Like it's us and then whoever else.
And then those 6 other people. And I'm going to find you.
Yeah.
That's not a threat. That's not a threat.
Because also, it's not like you see somebody with the white bag and you're like, that's got to be. Because people go in there, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
But anyways. It's,
yeah. Anyway.
That's something to celebrate is that they were making sandwiches on Mondays.
And I think that's because of a stray comment Nev made one time when we were in there and the guy was like, yeah, we'll make sandwiches on Mondays. Like, we don't. So, this isn't some operation where we have to, like, file a bunch of paperwork. If you guys come in here on Mondays, then great.
Yeah.
But we weren't there yesterday, and he's going to be like, you know what we did? We had to throw this in the trash. Thanks
for
nothing.
That's so true. That was kind of disrespectful of us. We're going to have to make a special trip on Mondays to go there.
Yeah, 100%.
So if you're listening, and you recognize our voices, owner of Lindell's.
Lindell yourself.
Mr. Lindell.
Mr. Lindell. I think it's owned by a woman, Nev. Wow.
I mean, you...
I think the name Lindell maybe is that was a man's name at some point, but I'm pretty sure the owner of Lindell's is like a woman.
Is that like actual fact, or are you just saying that to make me feel bad?
I'm almost 100% sure because during my Loudon days.
Do you have an empirical study?
I've been in there 1,000 times, and there's like a woman who comes in there and does like managerial stuff, and she's also the one that's like in the back. I used to live overlooking the parking lot of Lindell's, so I just have like the comings and goings I'm really familiar with, and because I would stand in my kitchen
and stare.
Yeah, and it was like it's the best show in town is what's going on.
Especially during COVID.
Oh yeah, because you would see him back there like smoking cigarettes and everything. The shout out to the main baker.
Yes.
Your age continues to be a mystery to me. It could be anywhere between 20 and 50. He could be anywhere. If he's like, I'm 25, not surprising. I'm 47, also not surprising.
Yeah, no, he's legendary though.
He's great, and he doesn't miss.
No, he literally.
This is all.
Miss.
Don't miss any of this for just. I love this place.
Yes.
And it's an institution. They claim to be over like 110 years old.
And I believe it.
Yeah.
Whatever they say, I believe.
There's like one of those old Somerville pictures, and it is like there. Back when there's like some other stuff that was like all, you know, when Taco Party hasn't been there forever, you know.
When Ball Square just sold. Like sports balls.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was like a place where they manufactured balls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people did like don't know that.
Many don't.
Somerville history.
Many don't.
But I do.
Yeah. All right. So I've been reading this book, not gonna tell you what it is. But here's a question that I just have for you.
Yeah.
Do you think that there's like people out there who like are Nev's still sick?
Update. No.
Nev's
no,
not
no.
sick, but she's coughing all the time.
No, it's just
so
like...
So take that with you will. Doctors in our audience.
Her it's symptoms. Just residual little... cough, cough.
And how long has this been going on?
Not that long.
2 weeks?
No.
2.5?
A week.
It's kind of a long
dramatic.
Time.
Dramatic. No, it's not. Coughs can last like a million years.
Actually, hey, were you sore this morning? I was sore when I woke up. And I was like, what did I do? I walked around in the woods. Are you kidding me?
No,
I was really sore.
I'm telling you, this is my right arm.
My calves are really sore.
Yeah, we should tell them what we did instead of just talking about how sore we are.
We played 9 holes of disc golf with our coworkers yesterday. 9 holes.
Low stakes disc golf.
The lowest stakes you could possibly have. At Borderlands National Park, which is a beautiful park.
Yeah.
Big mansion.
It was only like the second time I'd played, though.
Yeah.
And man...
I'm really sore. My arm hurts. And my legs hurt. My calves hurt. Like, are you kidding me?
Same.
Yeah.
Same. I was walking here.
My back hurts. Does your back hurt?
No. Maybe that's just me.
Both of us are like doing back. Both of us are like stretching our backs.
I'm just like testing it out. Mostly my right arm. I'm telling you.
Because you were whipping that thing.
Man, I was doing it wrong.
You were at a straight, crazy angle. Yeah, you were coming up high.
I was coming too high.
You were like, you threw your shoulder out, and you're like, my shoulder hurts so bad. And you're still, I'm looking over there, and you're tomahawk freaking throwing this thing.
I know, I kept complaining about how bad my arm hurt, and then I proceeded to not change anything about my form.
There you go.
All right, sorry. We had it. Anyways.
I had a question for you. Okay, do you think that, do you commonly have the thought that, like, there's this group of people that hate you?
No.
That there's, like, hey, these, you know, handful of people, they're talking about how much they hate me.
Yes. I have, like, a handful of people that I think guess that they consistently talk about that.
They, like, talk about, when they're together, they're like, let's talk about how we hate Nick.
Yeah.
All right,
I don't think I have, like, a hate group. Like, I don't think I have people out there that are like, we hate Nick. We hate Nick.
Yeah, let's meet.
Yeah, let's meet.
Tuesday night. This is the time. We're going to talk about it. That's great.
Actually, I would be really flattered if there was.
So that's, I fluctuate all the time between nobody literally cares.
Yeah.
And that group of people, whoever they may be.
Yeah.
If it's like a cohort of whoever.
Yeah.
And it's like, those people are, they definitely in the last week have had a conversation about how they hate me.
But, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. Right. I was thinking about how I actually wish and hope maybe there are more people than I think saying bad things about me.
You hope that?
Yeah, I do. Because I think that would be an indication that I voice my opinions. I think sometimes I get nervous because a lot of times I just hear people, and again, this might be people just, you know, lip service, whatever. 100%. But I have a lot of people be like, no, like nobody ever has any bad things to say about you. And I think that's because I'm a people pleaser, as we have talked about before.
And they're maybe trying to protect you.
Yes.
That's what I don't like either.
Yes. And so there's a part of me that's like, I kind of wish people would tell me like, oh, that person actually doesn't like you that much.
Yeah.
And then I know, well, there's probably a reason. Maybe I stated my opinion too firmly.
Mm.
Maybe they just don't like this aspect of me, but I'm living in a genuine way.
Yeah.
That is, allows people the opportunity to say, yes, I like you or no, I don't.
Yeah. Have you ever had someone be like,
I don't like you. No.
Your whole thing, that's not good.
Not to my face, no.
Wow. Okay.
Have you?
Yeah, all the time.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's
I don't know what that part of it is. I guess, like, I get upset when that happens too often, you know?
Yeah.
But then I do also have this, like, fear that people are like, let's get together and talk about how we don't like Nate.
Hmm.
And I know that it's, like, unfounded. Like, you know,
a little self-centered.
You know. Yeah, I think it is. 100%.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, like, I do think that it comes from, like, this weird combination of, like, confidence in yourself, that you're like, that you are out there ruffling some feathers, you know, like that.
Yeah.
That it's like, oh yeah, he's, you know,
not that what I said wasn't self-centered, to be clear.
Well, but I do agree though that it's like, I do think that sometimes I just have no chill about stuff.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
And and that like, and that comes across, I think, in some cases as like, in my mind, I'm like, no, we should do better than this.
Mm.
But then sometimes it's like, don't rock the boat. And I think that when I'm around don't rock the boat types, that's like it's like, you can't with this guy. Mm. You know, like there's no pleasing him. Mm. You know, he's just his own thing and whatever.
How do you feel about authority? Are you like, do you like cower to authority, or are you like,
great
anti-authority?
A great question. What do you think? Because I have an answer, but what do you think? Because I do think I project something maybe a little bit different.
I don't know.
I think I'm somebody that, the way that I would like to conduct anything that I have sort of like connection to, I do like power structure, I try to eliminate. You know, like I don't like having like myself in some sort of like rigid authoritarian.
I mean, I would say that I have noticed that. I do think that you don't love being like just confined or bound. You don't like somebody else placing like boundaries around you.
Correct.
You're fine placing your own boundaries around yourself.
Totally.
But when other people force you into it,
that's tough.
Or you accept suggestions of your boundaries.
Yes.
You do accept suggestions, but somebody being like, hey, lock that door. You'd be like, nah, man.
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I definitely think that there's like, maybe this is what it is. I think that there's like a way things should be.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that I have that.
Hmm.
And that I understand how like structures work and whatever and that kind of stuff. But I do think that like, my relationship to authority is basically how like truthful I see that authority being.
Yeah.
You know, like authority for authority's sake, I have no time for. Like whatsoever. Like that is like somebody acting like they're in charge or whatever, or like having authority without, in my mind, like maybe earning it or like having any kind of anything behind it. I'm just like, I'm not going to listen to you just because I like have to. Mm. But then if I'm just like, no, I mean, you're the person that we listen to.
Right.
Then I will, I got no problem.
Or you understand the why. I feel like you definitely respect it if you understand the why.
Agree with that.
Me, on the other hand.
There it is.
I respect authority, period.
Yeah.
End of sentence.
Yeah.
Even if people haven't earned it, I'm too fearful of consequence
that the people in authority like would have some sort of like,
well, because they do like people.
That's true. Like a cop pulls you over and it's like,
who holds the gold holds the power.
What's that from?
My sister.
Is that like a lawyer term?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know if it's a lawyer term.
They like teaching you that
she's a lawyer,
they're teaching you that in lawyer school.
I don't know. I don't think
he who holds the gold
holds the power.
Wow.
Yeah. So like, for example, your landlord.
Yeah.
He who holds the gold. Power.
That's true. And it is like, what is it? Possession is 9/10 or whatever. So it's like the person who's just like has stuff. Is that Emily?
Yeah.
Texting from traffic.
The golden rule is she who has the gold rules.
Thank you. Thank you, Emily. For making sure that we get that. We're not gender normative on power dynamic, on how power can lie in certain in certain places.
But still, my point still stands.
I agree.
About authority.
So I think that's I think that's like I don't know, because I've been part of protests and I've certainly been part of like, I don't know, like what is petty crime, not petty crime, that's like bigger than something. I would say like,
you're out here admitting to petty crime.
I'm out
on
here
radio.
Like I'm out here like, oh yeah, you know, punk rock guys, you know, like snuck into some shows in my life, you know, that kind of thing.
See,
and like
even
not
that,
yeah,
like that for me, I just can't. I can't do that.
Yeah.
Like, I remember one time being at a concert and my like high school boyfriend was like, hey, let's go down to the front. Like, we can
sneak
down
there. Oh, we'll like cut through it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, no,
I'm not going to do that.
Period. I won't do that.
Yeah.
I also just think I fear maybe just the opinions of the people around me too.
Them forming a group and being like, let's talk about her.
Yeah.
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 I know they're
strangers, right?
I like, envy. That's, but I don't know if that's like a new. Well, it's not a new thing because I'm reading a book from like 1950 about 1630, and
yeah, take a guess what it is.
Yeah, take a guess what it is. It takes place in Salem. It's also not a book; it's a play. But it is like, that's like one of the characters' like fundamental flaws is like feeling like every sort of comment about him has come from this like other group that is plotting his downfall.
Yeah.
And that, I have come up against that at work, at like whatever, at church, and that is like, I like need to be a lot more introspective about that. I think to
do
a fault.
Do you think you're a paranoid person?
I think I've had a couple things like that that have happened, and maybe it was like whatever, middle school, high school, that have like made me a little bit more paranoid about that.
And are there like certain mental states you find yourself in that you're like, now, like, are you able to recognize maybe I'm in a bad space mentally because right now I'm really paranoid?
Yes,
that,
without a doubt.
That's interesting.
Without a doubt.
Maybe you should like keep track of that. Maybe in a journal.
In a journal, be a little bit more like aware of my surroundings.
Yeah,
you know, and how
write
that
down. Write down the date. Write down what you're feeling.
Cool.
You're welcome.
All right, we're gonna do a little. I'm gonna do a little music, and I'm gonna go buy a journal. All right, great.
Man, you like to silence me.
I just haven't gotten over there yet. Do you like that? You like that song?
Yeah,
that
I like that song.
That's a Radiohead song. Yeah. No Surprises by Radiohead.
Good song.
Yeah. All right. Got a voting question. Also, Anton said, "Does the term on-site mean that you're going to fight him?"
Correct.
Okay, great.
I'm glad that we're on the same page about that now, Anton.
That's some young terminology that we're just like
young terminology. I think that's just like if you're cool, you know?
Wow. There it is. It's not young terminology. It's if you're square, you don't know about it.
No, exactly. If you've never like fought somebody on site, you know? If it's never been on site with somebody.
If you've never done the thing that we do, which is fight people on site. That is my favorite. One of my favorite terms ever is like, so are you mad? Are you like, is this like fist fight in the parking lot mad? You know, like that's, I love that term.
I know. I've heard you use it before.
It's great. And were you like, cool.
Yeah, I was. I was like, that's a cool thing to say.
All right. We're not going to talk about the election, but we're going to talk about there's props here in Massachusetts. All right. Here's an interesting one because you have a stake in this because you yourself took the MCAS. So we got a prop. We got a thing.
Did you? No. It's like a Massachusetts thing?
So there we had the PSSAs, the Pennsylvania Standard something
PSSAs.
Or another. PSSAs.
PSSAs.
The PSSAs. School is different tomorrow because it's the PSSAs. So don't go to your homeroom. Go to your other room. Go to this like assignment.
Wow, what a terrible name.
Yeah, and then you had to like sit next to.
Is it the same thing?
It is. I don't think it's. I think it's on the same lines because it's like you got to take this thing and pass it. And
it's like math, English writing.
Yeah, and if you pass it, which it's like a really, like it has. You don't share your
when
scores
do you take
or anything
it?
Like that as a senior.
A senior?
Yeah.
In high school?
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought the MCAS is the same thing,
no,
right?
No, I mean, you take the MCAS multiple times in your life. You take it multiple times through elementary school.
And then
you take it again in high school. Sophomore year?
Okay.
Sophomore and junior year, maybe?
Is it just like pass-fail?
No.
Like the score matters?
The score matters because there's also scholarships you can get based on your MCAS scores.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Yes. There's like a... What is it called? It's like the John and...
John Adams.
No, I'm like not kidding.
I don't know. Sure.
It's the John Adams scholarship or something.
Okay.
If you get a certain score on the MCAS.
And that's
on
like
every single discipline.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So ours, not like that.
Okay.
It was just you took it senior year, pass, fail. The scores aren't even shared. You just know if you passed it. And if you don't pass,
you just like don't graduate.
Yeah. You don't pass. You have to repeat senior
year. Yeah. That's brutal. That's like high stakes for senior year.
Kind of is, but it's also like, it's pretty easy. It's not, I think they set it to like what you maybe should have already learned as a sophomore, but it is like all graduating people in Pennsylvania, public schools or whatever, have to like pass this test in order to be like, you did it. And I thought that was maybe the same for the MCAS, but it sounds like there's a bunch of different spots, you know, that it's like tracking your progress in some ways.
Pretty much.
There is like an achievement-based thing.
There is, yeah.
Because you didn't study for it. It wasn't,
mm-mm,
like the PSSAs, it literally was like the week before.
Yeah.
You were like, the only thing that sucked about it, this is actually the thing that sucked about it, was that like, you know how like in high school you have your own little groups and your own little, like,
mm-hmm,
you know, you've got your people for each part of the day.
Yes.
And
oh,
that's
I'm aware.
Established,
mm-hmm,
and you're good.
Mm-hmm.
On the day that they did PSSA testing, they put you in just straight up alphabetical order.
Gosh.
And then assigned you to a classroom based on that.
Yeah.
And that was like the wolves, you know? And it was like, these are not my people.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody who was right around my name,
mm-hmm,
I hated,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
It sucked.
Yes.
It was like, I gotta sit next to Renita Roy.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for nothing.
Yeah.
State of Pennsylvania.
Right.
Yeah. Because
who am I supposed to cheat off of, you know?
Yeah.
Like, just kidding. I never cheated.
It was more just like, these are just not, there's nothing wrong with these people. It's just, they're not your people.
Well, yeah. And then that ruins the whole vibe for the test.
Exactly.
And you're like,
so you're sitting there and Scott Rock is like, hey, how's it going, Rube, right? You know? And you're like, shut up.
Yeah.
It's people that you knew in like eighth grade. And then it's like, now they're back in your life. And you're frozen in time to each other. So it's just like, yeah, you're this like jerk off guy that like I hated. And then
I was
this
new. See, interesting is like I was new in high school. So like I was somebody that nobody really knew.
Mm-hmm.
I was like the new one. Like, you know, everybody comes in from all the different middle schools.
Yep.
And you're like generally like, I know some of you. I've seen some of you.
Mm-hmm.
I was one that came in that was like, what?
Let's form a group so we can hate
here?
Her.
Exactly. She does not belong here.
That's
really
right.
Is how it was. I mean, for some people, it was like, whoa, this girl's completely new.
Yep.
She has no formed opinions about us, so we gotta pounce.
We gotta get that going. Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
But for some people, it was like, this girl's an outsider.
Yeah.
So that always was weird because I felt like when we got into alphabetical order, a lot of these people knew each other. And then here I was.
Were your lockers in alphabetical order?
I didn't use a locker.
What?
Yeah.
You have one?
I think we had one, yeah.
Oh. The locker was key. You were going on that thing every... So that's like you would see some of the alphabetical order people in the... But it was like kind of known that it was like, this is my time to be at the lockers. And then this other thing, you know, and it was
you
like...
You used lockers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, I mean...
It was considered the most uncool thing possible to be carrying anything.
It was considered the most uncool thing to not be carrying everything that you could possibly need for the day. Like, no kidding, you'd be carrying like your cello and your like sports equipment for later and your backpack and your lunch. It was like, she's cool.
No, that's like, it was zero thing. It was the sickest thing in the world was single notebook for like the class that you're walking to, pencil behind the ear. That's like that's like the oh
was,
yes.
Was that like just your definition?
I think that
cool?
I was everybody.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure, like, you even mentioned instrument. I played the clarinet all throughout senior year. I'm pretty sure most people didn't know that because I kept it like in my locker. I only grabbed
it
during
it
the thing.
Low.
I kept like, I think we've had this conversation. The clarinet is like the worst because it's big. It's too big to put in your backpack. But it's the it does it looks like this tiny little cute briefcase, you know?
Yeah.
And like my friend Scott was like playing the trumpet, and it was like the trumpet case is like pow, you know?
Yeah.
I'm coming in here.
Yeah.
Make way for my trumpet on the bus.
Yeah.
Versus like here's my little clarinet. No change, you know, is needed. Yeah. And it's like I'm gonna have it. I'm gonna have my backpack, and I'm gonna be carrying my little briefcase. Yeah.
Your briefcase for a rabbit.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a whole thing that I had to like manage. But no, it was sick to like roll into English class and just be like,
what was your question about the MCAS?
So it's on the thing to eliminate it.
Yeah.
What are you gonna vote? Or what are you leaning? I guess I don't know. Is it?
I would probably say eliminate it. I mean, I'm anti-standardized tests.
Okay.
Testing in general.
But you
think it's dumb?
What do you think about the like? You think like standards are gonna change or whatever? You know, like is it? I have no stake in this.
I think it's going to continue on in the same way, where the people that don't want to work hard in school won't work hard in school, and the individuals who want to work hard will work hard. I don't think that this is going to change. Like, I don't think anybody in high school, when they're like, all right, biology MCAS is around the corner, like, nobody's like, man, I got to pick up the slack.
I got to pick up the pace here.
Exactly.
Yeah, that makes
sense. I got to buckle down. Yeah. I got to study. Like, the people who were going to pass, you know, were going to pass, and the people who didn't want to do it didn't do it.
What about the,
and they
like,
still graduated.
The John Adams scholarship? Who's going to get that now?
The John Adams scholarship is nothing. It's like.
It's nothing.
It means nothing.
Did you
to
get
me.
It?
Yeah.
Wow!
But.
Way to talk about it earlier and be like, and actually, it wasn't something that I was awarded. Because Nev, look.
Look.
People think I'm smart. Nev's smart.
No.
All right.
That's
like, that's 100%. Everyone listening, Nev is.
I am a certified genius.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. No.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, I
Nev
did my
was,
best.
Nev was a great student.
Well, but that's also different. That was high school. Like, high school is such a different experience. And
wow.
I mean, I'm a genius right now in school. But
kind of sandbagging the whole thing. Yeah. Also, you're basically carrying the work.
Gosh, yeah, I'm just
for
carrying,
everything that's going on in your
like
school right now.
Just like carrying my major.
Yeah.
And the entire university. So, anyways, I think get rid of the MCAS. I think it's gonna have little to no difference in the academic achievement of students in this area.
Okay, there you go.
Yes. But also, I don't think it actually really matters. If it sticks around, it wasn't like a big hindrance to my experience.
Did you study for it or like
no,
take classes?
No, no, no.
It was like
I mean,
the
like,
SATs or anything like that?
I mean, sure. It was like in classes, they would be like, here's some topics that they're going to mention in the MCAS. But it was also just like, again, if you paid an ounce of attention in class.
An ounce of attention. If you just worked
ounce.
Hard.
Yes. No, but if you just paid attention for 2 seconds in class, like, you'd be able. Also, so much of it is common sense, which is so true sometimes about testing. Is like, you just. Anyways.
I'm only laughing. Like, I also cared a lot about school, like, a lot. And I'm just laughing because it is like, these are things that I say.
Yeah.
And that people hate me for.
Yeah.
Like, that's that part of it.
But I think my general stance is eliminate all standardized testing.
Okay.
And so.
And replace it with.
Replace it with nothing.
With nothing.
Replace
okay.
it with nothing.
Grades too. Like, we're still having. We still
no,
do
no,
grades.
No, we still do grades.
Okay.
I just think testing is a dumb way to assess the intelligence of an individual.
There you go. Yeah, I agree.
I
with
just
that.
Think it has no. People can be terrible test takers. People can get test anxiety.
Yep.
Some people just don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
When they sit down to take a test, and I think things like essays are a better way actually to.
I agree
to
with
assess.
That.
Even just not even like people's grammar and everything, but also an individual's like creativity and ability to storytell, ability to format an essay.
Yeah.
So I think all of those things. And again, we should be spending so much more time doing extra curricular activities rather than focusing on studying on the SATs.
Yeah. I agree with that.
There's
I mean,
so much
is,
wasted
yeah.
time studying for the SATs.
It's true because it's a narrow range. I actually think that AI is going to eliminate a lot of this stuff. That like individual test taking, certainly multiple choice type test taking is going to be something that like.
I'm so bad at multiple choice.
Yeah.
Multiple choice. As soon as I get 4 choices, I'm like, they all are correct.
Yeah. And it's the fact that taking those kind of things is a skill more than it is like a measure of your own intelligence.
Yeah.
Because that's the other thing too, is that like learning a skill to take a test, I can understand in the past where that was like important, where it's like, I learned how to do this certain thing.
Yeah.
Versus, I think it's really important to like you're saying, creativity, having the having like being able to make a point and defend it.
Yeah.
I think is maybe the most important thing.
Yeah.
And we largely do not teach that to children.
Definitely.
So
we also all of the, you know, standardized testing also makes teenagers feel bad.
Yeah.
It's just a great way to make teenagers feel bad, compare themselves to each other, especially students that are already interested in pursuing like vocation,
mm-hmm.
which is again, another thing that we like look down upon is if somebody's like, I think I want to become an electrician. And you're like, awesome. But other people will be like, oh, are you sure?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you sure? Like you could go to college if you wanted
could
to.
You could be, you know, like
you could be drinking whole milk if you wanted to.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. You don't have to. It is always too, like we've just made like doctor, lawyer.
Gosh, yeah.
Did you see that graph that's going around of like number of new computer science and programming software jobs?
Mm-mm.
And it's like it's just basically a peak. So it hit the highest it was going to hit in like 2017 or something like that.
Yeah.
And then it came back down. And it's like the number of like jobs on offer in just like software, computer science. And it is kind of this like, it stirred up some consternation about like STEM in general, which I do think that like we went through a period of time there where we were like,
STEM.
Yeah. In the humanities, there's no point.
Yeah.
Where I do think that actually AI, like I think that in a lot of cases, STEM has kind of eliminated the point.
I kind of agree.
Of
I mean,
a lot of that stuff.
Because with things like humanities, AI, unfortunately, it hasn't been able to overtake, I think, a lot of the like things that you study or write in humanities. It becomes very evident. If you use AI, it's very evident because it uses very like specific language, or it actually doesn't have the ability to think creatively.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the ability to come up with new ideas.
Yeah.
Just is able to regurgitate ideas that's already been inputted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so that is, again, I think, you know, for things like STEM, it is able to do that, where it's like, oh, I already knew this information. Blech.
Exactly. And it doesn't know the difference between like, hey, this is just somebody who like wrote, this is an instruction manual in dry prose, and then this is like Moby Dick, you know, and it doesn't, it can't tell the difference. And actually, and here's where I like get mean about it. Most programmers don't know the difference, you know, like the people who are programming these models don't know what poetry is or don't know about like what the thing is. Oh yeah. We got to do a PSA. Yeah. That's great. Thank you. It is the law. And, as we know, Nev's not going to break the law. And I'm not going to break the law if I don't think that it is important.
I would never break a law. I would never break a rule. And I would never break a bone. Those are my three rules.
Who watches? That's great. Who watches the Watchmen, though, you know?
So true.
Like, but like, who makes the rules?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Great.
Somebody.
There's a lot of different places.
Some
rules come
man
from.
In an office.
Okay.
What do you got? What do you got here?
I've got, I think, driving impairment here.
All right, big.
Even though marijuana is the safest known psychoactive drug, legal for adult recreational use in many states, including Massachusetts, and nobody has ever died from an overdose, when you get high, your brain functions differently. Ha ha ha! That's the point, isn't it?
You have to laugh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
Wow.
It was optional.
Yeah.
I decided to do it.
Optional laugh. And it was an authentic laugh at that.
It was. That was. Thank you. Consuming cannabis and products derived from its containing THC will alter your senses, change the way your body processes perceptions and thoughts, and affect your reaction times, most dangerously when you are faced with an immediate emergency situation, which can happen at any time when driving. It's a delusion that stone drivers are better. Impaired drivers of any kind are more dangerous to themselves and others. So if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a motor vehicle and driving. Walk to your destination, take public transportation, or find some way of getting a ride from an unimpaired driver. Spend your time peacefully enjoying life as you safely get to your destination instead of worrying whether you might kill other people with a single mistake in your judgment. A public service message from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
There it is. Big time.
That was big time.
Wow. I think in general there's a need for I don't know. We should all just have to retake the driving test. That should be a proposition on the most recent like
I actually
voting.
Agree with you.
Is that like just everybody, I don't care who you are, in the next like year.
I mean, because even I'm driving sometimes and I'm like, man, I'm a bad driver.
Yeah, I'm bad at this.
Yeah, somebody needs to like
I don't know if I'm allowed to do the thing that everyone is doing right here, you know? Of like The thing that gets me upset is when there's places where the road is too wide, and people are just like, great, two lanes, you know?
Yes.
And you're like, well, what if there was like a cyclist, you know, or whatever? Mm. But then people are upset at you if you don't, you know, and it's a whole thing.
That's so true. Or if you've got a line of cars that it says no turn on right, but the people in front of you have decided that they can turn right on red.
Yep.
And but you're like, no, I'm not going to turn right on red because I don't know. Again, cyclists, pedestrians, I'm not going to do it.
And also the sign.
Right.
The sign says you can't.
I don't know why they put that there. And so therefore, I'm not going to do it. But then people honk because they're like, everyone else did it. Gosh,
mob
mentality. If everybody jumped off a cliff, would you, Nate?
I wouldn't jump off any cliff at any point.
One time I jumped off a cliff.
Whoa.
40 feet.
Jeez.
Into water. Not
onto
the ground.
What did I think? It was molasses? into lava. That's just what it was.
Survived.
Of course it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that like
I was in like seventh grade.
The peer pressure.
It was like the most brave thing I've ever done.
That's pretty brave.
Actually, I was with my sister. If she's still listening, shout out. But we were supposed to go on three. I went on two.
Wow.
Dragged her down. We were holding hands. And she got the craziest bruising all up her side because she just like slapped the water on her side.
Where was this?
In the Catskills.
Okay.
In New York.
Okay. This is like family vacation? Just like
It was
cool.
Family vacation.
And, like,
we were like, we just got to jump off this cliff really quick. Yeah. So that was like the craziest thing I've ever done.
That's pretty crazy. And it was like
crazy.
Just like only family that was the witnesses?
Correct.
And then would you ever do it again?
No.
Okay.
I mean, as you know, heights are actually genuinely the biggest fear I can't get over. I don't know how that happened, how I did that. To be fair, that was like kind of before I feel like the majority of like my brain formation, you know? And so my judgment,
not so good.
Not so good. Oh, Amelie. I actually can't say what she said, so...
She said, you dragged me off the thing.
She said that I screwed her over.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Shout out to my sister for screwing her over that one time.
Wow. There it is. Yeah, no, seventh grade's a tough time.
Yeah.
Going on two? Was that just...
Going on two?
Yeah, going on two instead of three?
I just was nervous.
Okay.
It just like was subconscious. I was just like, I just need to do it or I'm not going to do it. Yeah. I can't wait for three.
Yeah.
So then I jumped and Emily was still...
Jeez.
She was still up there and Gus did it too.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that. I'm sure Gus...
Gus was the scareder, though. He was more scared.
Yeah, but now...
That's true.
I'm sure Gus is jumping off whatever he feels like.
And he's climbing up whatever he wants.
He's climbing it up, and he's jumping off, and that's just fine.
Yeah.
But I think... Anyway, I do remember the last time I was faced with this situation, I decided not to.
Jump off a cliff?
We were in Costa Rica, and somebody was like, we're going to jump into this thing.
It was molasses?
It was molasses.
Yeah.
This is a giant molasses pond. They're there in Costa Rica. And I was like, I don't want to do this. Mm. And I was pre-kids.
Wow.
And I was still just like, which like now post-kids is just like getting myself hurt for any reason is the dumbest.
Yeah, not worth it at all. Yeah, 100%.
And then that's
so
for
make
playing.
All of my bad decisions before I have kids.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay.
But that's like all my bad. That's like playing disc golf. I'm going to injure myself doing that, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to like a normal thing.
But again, like low stakes, you know what I mean? Like
that I'm like just, I'm like, literally in the kitchen complaining about how sore I am. And Molly is like, I've got no sympathy for you.
Yeah, but at least you didn't like fall down the stairs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm proud of you.
Hey, thanks. All right, well, what do you think here?
I think life is hard. And if you need anybody, reach out.
855-915-9636.
Or reach out to your therapist.
Reach out to your therapist.
Reach out to a loved one.
Yep.
Reach out to your mother.
That's right.
And know you are always loved by us here. Fast and Loose.
That's right. That's right. You are. And remember yesterday when I offered to buy a bunch of people books for free?
Yes. And nobody took you up on it.
One person
really?
Has taken me up on it. Yes.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Somebody was like, was that real? And I was like, yes, it was. On Slack.
Really?
On the company Slack.
Who was it?
I guess I could. It was Alec.
Nice.
Alec was like, hey, seriously, can I like.
That's awesome.
I'll send you my address.
Alec.
Yeah, shout out Alec.
Shout out Alec.
And I like love the fact.
Reading.
I like love the fact that I'm like, you know what? This is going to be a great resource for you
100%.
For the rest of your life.
Wow.
You know?
That's
good.
So exciting.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, if you ever need free books.
Talk to me. And if I have already read the book that you want, I'll give it to you for free.
Mm.
And then if not, I'll buy you some books. But you need to have You need to have a really good reason. I'm usually giving out more books than I'm getting.
Yeah. Like a little free library.
I'm going to build one of those this winter.
Of course you are. All right.
Great. No, I am. Don't even. No, I am. I have the. I have a lot of the wood already accumulated.
Yeah, I believe
I need something to do or else I'm going to lose my mind.
No. Don't. Yep. I believe you.
All right. You listen to Fast and Loose. Most of the time we were playing Stereo Lab in the background, Radiohead in some other places. All right. Great. Nev, what do you got? What's going on for you?
Just in my life?
Yeah. Parting thoughts?
Oh, parting thoughts. Well, I feel like that was my parting thought.
Yeah, that
was
good.
Your mental health is important. And as the weather starts to change, consider getting yourself a light box. Bright light therapy. Look up the benefits. Look up the research of bright light
therapy. Do your own research.
Do your own research. Or you can call in 855-915-9636. And I will tell you about
it. Whoever is here will know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
We'll let them know.
But yeah, look it up. And don't let yourself fall into that pit of seasonal depression because it's real and it's hard. And, you know, you don't have to. But
you
it's
don't
okay
have
if
to.
You do.
You don't have to.
You don't have to, but it's okay if you do.
Wow, there it is.
Yep.
I think that's it. That's a good parting thought. Okay, great. Well, good. Thanks for listening to Fast and Loose.
We love you.
Music You Might Otherwise Miss is up next. And it's a beautiful fall day out there. A little too warm.
I was going to say, it's a beautiful spring day out there.
Yeah, beautiful spring day.
Uh-huh.
All right, great. See you out there.
Yeah.